Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. The Lord says counselor. The Lord says healer around thee. The Lord says that I'm smoothing things out in this season. The Lord says all shall be well. The Lord says you are such a carrier, and yet you carry so much of other individuals. And yet, though sometimes it can be burdensome and tiresome, why must people always come to me? And yet, God says, I will teach you and show you how to begin to relieve the stress so that you don't carry other people's problems and situations. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee, that I strengthen thee in this hour. And it seems that you may be spending more time with co-workers and employees or employers. For the Lord says, you're in a season of networking. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee, that prepare. Because there's a shifting that is happening in this season. The Lord said, I'm bringing you into a season of power and authority. And you'll see that as you move forward, even to the month of October, that the Lord said there's going to be some things that you're going to need to begin to rewrite, review, revisit, redo, and possibly reschedule. So go with the flow, because it seems like plans are going to be changing left and right. Now, you're going to see this also in the lives of people. They will say one thing and do something else. But yet God says, don't make a mountain out of a molehill. Stay centered in the Lord and let peace and harmony have its place in thee. For the Lord says, I desire to bring greater harmony to even your domestic life in that season. For the Spirit says, let no one disturb you. Master your emotions, because it seems like you could be emotionally intense, or emotions can be intense during that season. And so you must guard your emotions that you don't say something haphazardly, just saying it out of an emotional state, and that's going to be key for you. Because God says during the month of October, in the middle of November, it's going to be a time of a spiritual quest. It's going to be a time you're going to learn to manage things. It's going to be a time where the Lord says you must stay in his presence, because he says he wants to bring you to a greater realm and a greater dimension in him, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And I further hear Father God saying in this season, be mindful. Be mindful in conversation and be mindful in communicating. For Father God says this is the season where he's clearing up any misunderstandings or any confusion concerning communication. Father God says this is the season to stay focused. And Father God says this is the season to balance. For Father God says you'll be balancing home as well as career. Father God says this is the season to begin to upgrade your skills. I hear Father God saying, be more ambitious. Don't be afraid to be assertive in this season and to push forward to the things that you desire. For Father God says there's going to be balance concerning family, home, relationships, and partnerships. And I hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're going to begin to negotiate some things in greater favor and greater wisdom. I do hear Father God saying, this is also the season to pick back up the education. For Father God says, your education is not over. Father God says, this is the season to ask and it shall be given. Knock and the doors will be open. Now, if you've been considering the getaway, I hear Father God saying favor concerning the retreating this season. For Father God says higher spiritual ideals. For God says study to show yourself approved. And I hear Father God says go for it. Whatever it is that you desire, Father God says go for it. Now, I do hear Father God saying don't make any hasty decisions. Don't force any issues in this season, for Father God says time is on your side. I do hear Father God says this is the season to stay positive. Father God says the positive attitude is going to take you to the next level in the season. Be optimistic. Be encouraged. For Father God says be ye encouraged in this season, for all things are worked out for your good. I hear Father God saying don't make any sudden decisions or don't react suddenly concerning anything. For Father God says this is the season to even move in confidence. Father God says be mindful to speak mindfully. Father God says, don't be overcritical in this season. Father God says, avoid pettiness in this season. Avoid petty communications, gossip, murmuring. For Father God says, be open-minded in this season. For Father God says, you're at the next level. Father God says, this is the season to also stay focused on your health. Father God says, eat properly, get enough rest, drink enough water, and balance things out. And I further hear Father God saying, Stay focused on your responsibilities. Don't neglect any responsibilities concerning family, work, even be mindful of your friends in this season. Be very considerate in this season, for Father God says he's bringing you to the next level. And I hear Father God saying this is also the season to speak up and be heard. Father God says speak and be heard in this season, and you're going to move in success and blessings. And that is the word of the Lord.
Dear friend, I want to thank you once again for the miracle seed. Before the prophetic thing comes forth, know that great things are in store for thee. And you will see and know that the hand of the Lord is with thee as he's leading you and as he's guiding. For the Lord says, I bring you into a season of a fresh start. I bring you into a season of renewal. I bring you into a season and a time where the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. For the Lord says, know that success is on the horizon. Let go of the old ideas about how things should progress and begin to step into the new. A season and a time where the Lord says you will leave the past to step into a brand new future. For I see wonderful things coming your way. For the Lord says, rest assured that many fabulous things are yet to come. For the Lord says, I shall cause you to glow and to grow. And as I cause you to grow and to flow, you'll see brand new cash flow. For I will bring you to a season of expansion and harmony. For the Lord says, don't be swayed, don't look to the left, and don't look to the right. Promotion is at hand. With every attack, you'll see promotion elevation. For the signals are clear, saith the Lord. The signals are clear. They're right before thee. Big professional victory that will unleash your financial potential as your career is about to skyrocket. Now let's prepare for the word of the Lord from the team of the prophets. God bless.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that this must increase. I'm hearing God says to you to be cooperative in this season. God says to you to listen more, speak less. God says, although you do have a voice to be heard, but God says to you to listen more. I'm hearing God say that he's sending you forth. God says that doors are going to open up for you. God says that there's much that you shall see. I'm hearing God say that there's going to be like some sort of recognition or celebration in your honor, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Vanessa. I just hear God saying this is the time and season of open doors, new relationships, new beginnings. I see a close relationship with a sister or a woman who will be like a sister, an older sister. And God said this is the time and season that you're going to expand and you're going to begin to grow, and development is going to be your portion. God said this is the time that you're going to see that the gift that is within you is going to be exposed or revealed to you. God says he's showing you who you truly are, and he's taking and peeling back the layers of barriers that you put up regarding people and relationship. But God says you're going to begin to see who you really are. And as the layers are being taken down and removed, God says the true you is going to manifest. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. Sister Vanetta, I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, this is the season. Father God says this is the season to stay focused. But God says stay focused on your priorities, your spiritual priorities. And I hear Father God saying, peace be still in the home and peace be still to the family. Father God says this is the season of increased laughter and wisdom. Father God says you're going to have a sense of humor that you're going to be able to deliver it with wisdom. I do hear Father God saying, don't look back, don't consult the past. I do hear Father God saying, trust the process. But Father God says this is the season where you've chosen a path, and Father God says you're going to begin to work through some things. And Father God says, be at peace concerning your choices, for Father God says they've all worked for your good. Father God says, rise and shine, woman of God. Father God says, this is the season where he's breaking off. I see depression and mental fatigue. And Father God says he's replacing it with miracles. I hear Father God says, you're next in line for your miracle. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, woman of God, for the seed of $44, Sister Vanetta. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Doctor, God says doctor. Thank you, woman of God. New doors, new opportunities. There's something with the building I see God touching. A glory. Your knowledge, your understanding, your gift, your wisdom shall cause you to rise to the top. For the Lord says you will step into a season of power and authority and ambition and strength. Some remarkable things are about to open up for thee that shall surely bless the works of your hands. Favor, favor, victory. I bring you into a threshold. I bring you into a realm, into a place. And I will cause you to come into a time of new strength. And you will see success even in your home. For this is an hour where the Lord says, I remove the clutter. I remove the things of the past. And I will cause you to rise to the top. Women will be very favorable unto thee. The losses have come to an end. Oh, the losses, they're over and done with. Now God says, write, write, write. Because the writer is about to come forth. Oh, new deals and new opportunities. All that you've lost, God says, I'm going to give it back to you and more. You keep your eyes stayed on me, and I will take you into the promised land. You keep your eyes stayed on me, and you will go into greener pastures. Oh, you keep your mind stayed on me, and I'll bless the very works of your hands. And whatever you touch, God says, I'll bless it, I'll bless it, I'll bless it, I'll bless it. For you are here to move into greatness. You're here to be a leader. You're called to be a mother to many. You're called to be a guide. You are called to be a seer. You are called to be a seer. There's greatness in you. So God says, victory, victory, victory on three areas. He gives you victory. For God says, I make you victorious. I have made you to be an overcomer, and you will rise into realms. And because you're an overcomer, you will sit with me in heavenly places. Oh, prepare. Because God says, I'm tying the knot, and I'm loosening up the blessings. Get ready for a divine flow. Bless you, woman of God.